Listen to the phone-in show and circle true or false.
Welcome to our phone-in show, Angels. Who is our first caller?
It's Marianne from Manchester.
Hello, Marianne. So tell us, please, do you believe in angels?
Normally, I'm a very realistic person, but what happened to me 2 months ago made me believe in angels.
Tell us your story.
All right, then. I was on my way to a pop concert when I saw an old woman carrying two heavy bags. She could hardly walk, so I went over to her and asked her if she needed help. She told me that she didn't live far from here, and so I took her bags and carried them to her home. She lived in Kensington Garden Road in a flat. She invited me for a cup of tea and delicious biscuits. She told me a lot about her life, which was very interesting, and I forgot about the time. When I finally looked at my watch, it was very late, and I hurried to the stadium where the concert would take place. But when I arrived, the entrance was closed and the security didn't let me in. I was so angry. I took the underground and went to see my friend Lucy to tell her about my bad luck. When she opened the door, her eyes were full of tears. Then she hugged me and shouted, "Thank goodness you are alive." I didn't understand what was going on. She told me that there was a gas explosion near the entrance of the stadium and lots of people who were in the stadium died. I quickly phoned my parents to tell them that I was safe.
Thank you very much for this excellent story, Marianne.
But that wasn't the end. The next day I bought flowers. I wanted to visit the old lady because she saved my life. But when I was at the house, there was no old lady on the third floor. And there was no flat number 13. I rang the bell of flat number 12A. A young woman opened the door. I asked her about the old lady. She told me that there were only young families in the house, but many years ago there lived an old lady on the third floor. Her name was Angela Huntingdon. She died in a gas explosion. So I went to look for her in the local graveyard and put the flowers on her grave to say thank you.